Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a letter in the Irish Times today complaining about Trinity College, not the college itself, what used to be the lawn area in front of it. Now it's more like a meadow. And they say it's a terrible embarrassment. Collie Ennis is biodiversity officer at Trinity College and co-host of the Critter Shed podcast. Afternoon, Collie.
Afternoon.
This is, you've let it go to become a meadow for the bees and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a statement about the biodiversity loss that we're going through worldwide. It's our way in the college of saying this is something we've done. Instead of having a green, fairly lifeless, just normal lawn, we've put in some plants, a bit of diversity. We've encouraged so much invertebrate life in there. It's unbelievable. And it's part of the natural cycle. And at this time of year, yes, it looks a bit brown and it's kind of fading away because the flower heads have turned into seed heads.
Sure.
And that is part of the natural cycle. Now, a lot of people in the city wouldn't see that natural cycle and just think of it as something that's, you know, kind of a bit grim looking. But if you really know what's going on, it is actually a beautiful part of the natural cycle of nature.
Yeah, and I suppose an argument, well, the person in the Irish Times, the argument they were making was that it is a big tourist attraction. Could they not do this in another part of the campus rather than the front of the college?
Well, we have done it in other parts of the campus, and if I could, I'd do it all over the campus.
Yeah.
But I think it is important that it's out there in front for people to see. It starts conversations. It gets people thinking about what they can do in their own backyard, what they can do in their own local areas with their councils. We really have started movement. If you'd notice, you'll see a lot more wildflowers on roundabouts and along the side of the roads in many places in city centres all over the country. And I think it's important that it is out there. And if the tourists come along, they'll see a nice little sign explaining what's going on. And maybe they'll go home to their own countries and try to do something similar.
Yeah. Now, so in that, just in that front part in front of Trinity, how much tending do you give it? Or do you just abandon it one day and say, leave it up to its own devices?
No, it was planted. It was specifically planted. Now, it's not just a wildflower meadow in the classic sense. There were some native plants that were selected and put in there. And it is managed every so often. Once or twice a year, we'll go in and manage it. So it's not your wildflower meadow that you'd set up in the countryside.
Mm.
It's just much, much better than green grass there with no life in it. Like, during the summer, I was amazed this year, and it keeps increasing every year. I was in there, I was seeing solitary bees, all sorts of species of butterfly, moths, ladybirds. You wouldn't see them on College Green, you know, without this habitat being there for them.
Yeah.
So it really is important. It's important as a message, but it actually is a practical habitat that really is doing great work with all sorts of creatures in there.
Yeah. Okay, and what kinds of creatures then are in there now?
Well, like I said, all the invertebrates, but more importantly, with the invertebrates, what they support. So we've bats now flying around Trinity College, which is brilliant. We have two ponds in the grounds as well. We have frogs, we have newts. We have all sorts of these animals that, again, without these kind of, you know, the foundation blocks of a habitat, of a food chain, which are the plants and the insects, without them being there and without habitat provided for them, like we are doing in the college, you wouldn't have all these creatures being able to support themselves in the city centre.
Mm, and the bits now within the Trinity campus that that have left go a bit wild, for want of a better phrase, are they kind of linking up to each other, or are there little ecosystems in themselves, if you see what I mean?
Yeah, so we say manage for nature. That's a good way of
okay,
saying it. But they are all linked up together, and we have put a lot of thought into it. And it's also, when you're creating these things, a meadow with wildflowers is great. A couple of trees is great. A pond is great. But you put them all together and then you have a mosaic of habitats that really interlink, and you have edges, and nature loves edges. And it's just all these little things combined together really make a massive difference. And you'd be surprised if you get a chance during the summer months, especially, walk through Trinity and you will see a multitude of creatures there, not just seagulls, not just your usual city centre pigeons. You'll see all sorts of creatures. It does take a little time even to stop at the railings and have a look in. Have a look for the smaller creatures, because they are there and they're there in numbers. And it really is. It's very heartening to someone like me who's trying to encourage this. And it's there for a reason, and it's a very good reason.
You said nature loves edges.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
So if you were to look first, you know, like I was talking about bats earlier on, you go along the side of a field where a lot of moths, a lot of mosquitoes and flies would be gathering and just flying up and down that edge. And that's what the kind of the predators will go along to have a look. Animals that are hiding, that are a bit skittish, will be hiding in hedgerows and edges of forests. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. It's just it's one of those borders between two habitats that wildlife really, really love.
Mixed comments coming
in. I bet you there are.
I do think biodiversity is being used as an excuse for people to let their gardens grow wild, and it looks very messy. One of my neighbours have completely let their garden go and it looks awful and overgrown. Someone else says, I have to agree, it does make Trinity look untended. Maybe some colourful flowers and grass would be better than letting it be completely wild. Someone else says, it looks a disgrace and lowers the tone of such a wonderful university. Now, as you said, it's probably just the time of the year that's in it.
It's this time of year, and it is an annual thing where we get a few comments, a few tweets once a year. It's always at this time of year. Never when the flowers are in bloom, never in May or June. It is at this time of year, but it is a massively important part. If they don't go to seed, and if we don't get the seeds in the ground, it won't flower again next year, and people won't be complaining in May and June when they see the beautiful blooms.
Somebody wants to know, did you find that certain wild plants had to be controlled so they didn't get out of control? I had to manually pull up the tall yellow flowering field plant with loads of seeds that float on the air. But then I noticed a bee feeding on it, so perhaps I was wrong. We found frogs, grasshoppers and wild orchids after not mowing.
There you go. Yeah. And we've done that in Trinity ourselves. We've actually had orchids come up that could have been there for generations, but hadn't had the chance to bloom because of we were, you know, treating our lawns the way we always have.
Yeah.
So we gave it a bit of breathing space, and again, nature found a way. It was brilliant.
Was it a hard sell? Just the front bit, because you can see why the authorities in Trinity might go, well, you can do it anywhere else inside.
We had a vote. We had a very democratic vote, and it was agreed upon by the majority of people in the college, and it's most of the people in the college are still very, very happy with it.
Okay, good to know. You're getting praise as well from some of the listeners. Somebody says, on behalf of nature, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Carly, thanks for coming into us. That was Carly Ennis there, the biodiversity officer at Trinity College.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.